Notice that the number one thing is making sure that our residents are happy there.
Mm-hmm.
Planning, activities for them. There's as much social that you want, or if you want privacy, it's there too. And our staff is just excellent at putting exciting things together for the residents.
And of course, I think as a local nonprofit run by a board of directors, it's a little bit different model than maybe some other places that do what you do, because you are a nonprofit and local management as opposed to some corporate structure, Chicago or someplace.
Well, I think that's right. All of us are residents of Bartlesville, so we're all connected with someone that lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's, our number one priority is to make sure that those residents are happy and that they get out and tell the rest of the community how wonderful it is. So I think having local people on a board makes a big difference than someone that's out of state running a facility.
I think you're right, and I'm sure that filters down one way or another to those residents. You probably know three or four of them, or maybe even knew them before they moved in.
I do. In fact, a lot of them. And then you become friends with them, because if you're on the board, you're out there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And intermingle with them. And, I just hear all good. They're happy. Some have hesitated about moving there, but their children think, well, it's time to go. And once they get there, they said, oh my gosh, we should have come years ago.
And I think that's true. We are comfortable in our home, wherever we happen to live. And we have our stuff that we've accumulated for, I don't care how long you've lived in that particular home, 5 years or 45 years, you've got your stuff around you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And no one wants to just get rid of everything. That's a hard thing to do. But I tell you, there's sort of a free thing when you do get rid of some of your stuff. And the nice thing about living out there, no yard work, no house cleaning. It's just, and good food. Great staff. It's just a fun place to live.
And you brought a staff member along.
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How was the things at Green Country Village this morning?
Great. Busy, wonderful day.
It is. So. And that's what I hear from the residents. I probably don't make it as often as I should, but when I go talk to the residents, that's the story I hear. It's a great, wonderful place. I know my neighbors. We've been friends for years, and just exactly like Linda was saying, why didn't we move in here 5 years before we did?
Right. We hear that a lot. We do. So, and once they're there, it's just wonderful to see how the residents find connections that they hadn't seen someone maybe in 40 years, and now they're neighbors, and it's just rekindling old relationships and new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a wonderful little family atmosphere at Green Country Village.
Yeah. Glenda, I know you brought along some notes as far as things that we want to talk about this morning, and I certainly want to address those as opposed to just going the way I think we ought to go.
Well, I brought the notes because I wanted to make sure that if you haven't been out to Green Country Village lately, you ought to stop in and mm-hmm. see all the redecorating. In fact, this lady is responsible for a lot of it.
I didn't actually mention her name. Maybe we should. What do you think?
We could. I think that would be really nice.
Would you like to make the introduction?
Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary Smith.
And Hillary's been on the air before, but not recently. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you're responsible for the new look, the new, I guess, feel of Green Country Village?
Yes. It was
not by yourself, but...
You know. Yeah, there was a team effort. I worked closely with several of the board members at the beginning, and we decided on kind of a feel and some color schemes, and everything just fell in place. I worked with a wonderful company that specializes in senior living furnishings, and it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. I flew out to meet with them at their warehouse. I got to hand pick all of the furniture, sit in it, try it all out, and pick out and design all of the fabrics and finishes myself. So it was really a great experience, and we've had nothing but positive feedback from residents and guests, family members, everyone.
It's easy for, I think, any of us to look around a furniture showroom and say, I like that or I like that. But now you're picking out for a couple hundred people.
Sure. Yes. It was a big task, but it really flowed well. Great organization. I was very detailed in what we needed. But then that great team, Direct Supply, they were wonderful to work with. So
it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
And initial response when the stuff started coming in, what did the residents have to say about it?
They were excited. You know, change is always, you know, a little awkward. You want to.
I like that chair over there. You're not going to move it, are you?
Exactly. Yeah. Or, uh-huh. Or there was a. I love this pillow. This pillow's been down here in this cul-de-sac for years, and it's staying.
And the drapes. And the drapes. I remember the drapes. Oh,
the drapes was. That was huge when we first took the drapes down years ago. But it's really going well. There's a few little finishing touches here and there to do still yet, but it's amazing.
Well, I think I'm not sure on a project of that size they're ever really done.
No.
You're not. That's right. About the time you get finished, it's time to start over again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, it sounds like overall a positive impact on the residents, and mm-hmm. and you're trying to make their home more livable for them, and more a place that they would want to invite their friends in.
Exactly. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. And you apparently do it well. I've never ever talked to with a resident who was dissatisfied.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
We're glad to hear
it just
that.
Continues, and we're going to make sure it does.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the staff, in fact, Hillary and we have Lady Casey, and they just put together some real fun things. Parties, trips, mm-hmm. Picnics. Just had a huge picnic.
You did?
And yes, Memorial Day.
Okay.
It was.
Well, you certainly have the grounds for it.
Well, we do. We do. And how many? Do you know about how many?
We had about 300 people.
Yes.
Come for the Memorial Day picnic, and it was our second year to do that, and huge response, and it keeps getting bigger each year.
But so that says a lot right there, because they, particularly independent living, they could say, no, I got something else going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, and today, in fact, Casey and I initiated a program called Let's Go. And so we're loading up the bus and traveling a little bit and doing some fun things. And we have a group of residents today who have a full bus load. They're going to Gilcrease to see the Norman Rockwell behind the camera special exhibit. So that's going on today. And then we're going to have an event on June 28th. We're having a luau, which is open to the public.
Okay.
Anyone interested in checking Green Country out. So we'll have this fun luau with some treats and prizes and things like that. And we have Ann Jeanette coming to entertain us that evening. So break out your, you know, hula girl.
You can do that.
Your skirts and come and have fun with us.
Even if it's a little 6-inch tall statuette.
Whatever works for you. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and that takes a little bit of imagination. And certainly I know you connect with the residents. I believe you've got a resident council that kind of you get to connect with them as maybe not the whole group of 200 or 300 people, but enough that you can kind of take the pulse of what's going on.
Exactly. Well, yes, we're very, the resident council is very active and great line of communication, and they have their pulse on what's going on community wide. And the residents feel comfortable enough to come to us, you know. So if they have a concern or something that they would like to see different or added, they're not afraid to come by and visit and see us. So I really appreciate that communication that we have with our residents.
It kind of gives you a channel then from the resident right straight to the board.
Exactly. Yes.
And I'm sure as any board member, you guys are frequently on the site. You mentioned you stop by frequently and see the residents that you're friend with or making mm-hmm. new friends.
And, you know, they, like Hillary said, they don't hesitate to tell you. And normally it's always good. That's the fun thing. I'll have people, you know, that I know call and say, oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, we just love it there. Just love it.
And I get the image, but I'm not going to go there. There seems like there would always be one cantankerous person that has got some, hey, I got a bone to pick with you, but I don't think you have them there.
Well, you know, you're just never going to please 100% of everyone, you know. But I bet we're real close to that.
I would imagine you do, because everything that I've ever, with Edith and I talked on a monthly basis and continuing these conversations into today, you know, you are constantly surveying whether it's a formal what do you like or just, you know, people will stop you in the hallway and speak their mind.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. They can. They can.
And you do the same thing for all your residents, whether it's independent living or assisted living or memory yes. care, all the way around.
And right. there it goes to family, you know, a lot of times, too, mm-hmm. that especially in assisted or memory care, the family is the one that, you know, are they're going to notice things. And a lot of times pick out sometimes where their parents live. So mm-hmm. it's always good to have that connection with their families.
And I think particularly as that family connection continues, they're there frequently, and they will
right.
keep an eye on what's going on
right.
and make sure, hey, did you notice that mom or dad said this or mentioned that? And it makes a difference.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, it does. Yeah.
What else is going on?
What else is going on?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the bus is headed for Gil Crease, and
yes.
I get the opportunity occasionally to look at your calendar, and you guys are going all the time.
We have been increasingly more active and busy in the community, and it's exciting. It's been enjoyable to see the residents. We went to the Mercantile last month, and we've been to Rustic Cuff in Tulsa. Residents loved that. Now, next week is a fun week at Green Country because we are having our ladies' luncheon on the 12th.
Okay.
And that has a June Brides theme. So we've actually got some models who are going to wear their wedding dresses. And we're having a little bridal show before the special luncheon. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, that luau later on in the month. Mm-hmm. But there's always something fun. We've kind of went with a luau summer beat the heat kind of theme, so we're actually showing matinees every Friday of some classic beach movies.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so this Friday is Beach Blanket Bingo.
Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, so it probably was among the original beach movies. I mean,
it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know who's going to show up. But the nice thing about it is you can, those women, just like the luncheon, can invite a guest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To come. So, you know, there's always somebody, a new face there.
Absolutely. And
sure.
I think that's what makes it constantly interesting for everybody, for the staff, for
right.
the residents. And you never know who's going to come through for a tour.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, welcome everyone.
How long typically does a tour last? And there's probably no two that are exactly the same. But
well, you're right. And we do customize them based on what exactly the prospective resident is looking for. So they can be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Or the other evening we were entertaining a family of sisters, four sisters, and we were actually there for about 5 hours.
Wow.
So we had dinner and just really enjoyed our time. It's all about the experience and trying to get to know each and every individual that's coming for the experience of Green Country.
You know, it's nice to always get these conversations with either the staff or the board from, mm-hmm. from Green Country Village and find out what's going on. You're an important part of our community, and you occasionally host events for different groups. You've mm-hmm. been a host for Chamber After Hours a time or two, and more things than I could probably mention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody would like to take a tour, how do they get started? It starts with a phone call typically, right?
Sure. Feel free to give us a call, and you can reach us at 918-335-2086 or just come by. Stop by and we'll be happy to show you around.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Linda, thanks for coming in this morning.
Enjoyed it. Have a good day.
That's our one-on-one time on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Stop by, check out Green Country Village. We will talk election coming up in just a bit on AM 1400 K1.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day,